American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting from the internet for Monday, May 29th, 2006. And this would be Newsreel for all you wonderful people listening to this on your iPod, wondering when the scream was going to end. See that? That was Mindshare. Right there. That was a prime example of Mindshare. I meant to say like an MP3 player.
That's
but
right.
I said iPod. What I mean? I got it replaced. I'm thinking,
Even MP3's Mindshare. It's owned by Fraunhofer from Germany.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. In case you're listening to this, what, digitally?
People who brought you DVDs encoding as well.
Oh, my God.
It's all Mindshare. Everything.
It's all Mindshare. You know.
The world is Mindshare.
The world is Mindshare. And this, the Mindshare. Mindshare? It's Mindshep.
Mindshep.
Mindshep. Mindshep. The WOG Global Sit Rep for Core Political Tyranny Technology and Trends for Your Headspace and Timing. Rand Media, taking a stand for free speech today. Just by listening to this program, well, you are too, because, well, at least you're trying to get outside of the box. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, as well as read all my handy-dandy book reviews from a wide variety of subjects.
Yeah.
What?
Wide variety.
A wide variety of subjects.
Wars in many countries.
Well, there's...
Wide variety of countries.
There's a channel for it. I mean, what do you want? It's the History Channel. It's the War Channel. What do you want from me here? And you can get to my beautifully and well-written live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. What's wrong with doing that? I read somewhere once that you're supposed to read, like... If you're, like, interested in something, and if you read, like, one book a month on that field, you know what I mean? Like, I'm actually doing pretty good.
Lots
of books. So I'm becoming pretty fucking well-read in the subjects of, like...
I would think so.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm picking shit up.
You're not actually reading them.
Well, I've got a stack. I mean, it's easy to get now. Of course, I've got to start going to the States because it's actually really funny. If you ever, you're in Canada, right, and you go to, like, Chapters in Canada, and you look at their political science military war section... And you go to the States, and you look at their military science political war section, it's like fucking like three times the size.
It's not really surprising.
Well, I think so. I mean, well, I've always thought Canada was a pretty, you know, liberal country. You know, we're pretty...
More about probably how often they go to war as opposed to, like, us.
I'm talking about people who sell books. I'm not talking about political statements or how often countries go to war. I'm talking about the guys who sell books. If I go to a store, I want to be able to buy books. Product there, the purpose there is to buy books, so I should be able to buy books on whatever because I'm a corporate person who or you know I'm a consumer.
Supply demand. People are not interested in Canada about reading about war all the time.
Well, maybe
people in the States are.
But when you've got big box bookstores who dictate what you have access to, like I'm interested in stuff. Well, you could just order that online. Well, it's a little different from looking at stuff online and actually going to a bookstore.
Yeah.
Thumbing through it. I mean, there was a book I was going to pick up. I didn't wind up buying it because it just looked like more rehash. You know, it's getting really bad when I can start to recognize the guys in the photographs, even with the black bar across their face. I'm like, oh, yeah, he was in Operation Anaconda. I recognize that guy. Same guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're starting to, I'm getting to that level now. But it's like, I don't know. I think I should be like, I picked up a couple books when I was down there. I picked up Inside Al-Qaeda. Major book on Al-Qaeda. It was probably the definitive reference on Al-Qaeda. Can't buy it, Canada. It's not carried in Chapters. Not a stock item. I picked up a book on the on assassination game. It's called The Assassination Game. It's all about assassinations, how assassination works, how it's been utilized in history. These aren't like, you know, huge, pro-America books here.
So you believe there's a Canadian conspiracy amongst the booksellers?
Well, I don't know if I call it a Canadian conspiracy, but I probably keep in that same category of non-promotion. That films like V for Vendetta, Equilibrium, and all these other films, like stuff that nobody really wants to talk about.
You had a company, and there was a big demand for something, people coming in your store all the time. We want war books. And no, we don't want to make money. We don't want to sell those books.
I don't know. Well, I mean, she's the chick
maybe
who runs chapters.
Say,
the chick who runs chapters already will not carry Mein Kampf. She won't carry the Diary of Anne Frank. Won't carry them. So, you know, you look at that and you go, well, what's the point here? You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems a little bit dodgy. I shouldn't have to travel to another country to buy books. It just sort of, I don't know, maybe it's just me.
I think we should maybe force them to sell those books then.
Well, it'd be nice if they carried some of them. You know, I mean, gee whiz, man.
Set up some rules. It's either all the books or no books.
Well, it's an excuse for me to go see my buddy.
Pass a law.
This is a free... Don't get me started, motherfucker. This is a free radio broadcast. That'd be... Oh, but...
That's a little bit liberal, making them carry those books.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, let's just walk over to the right-wing super liberal section. And, oh, my God, Kilimanjaro, we're going to feed the world. You got it all. You got the complete Adbusters Who's library in there. Everything.
They must be gathering dust, then.
What's... Eh? Oh. Yeah, clearly.
They just stock those to show off, really.
Well,
because they don't sell.
You know why I hope you're wrong? I hope you're wrong because I don't want it to be the debt of our culture. You know, I really don't.
I think it's probably a charity organization that just doesn't stock the war books that really sell. And
maybe I should start one. I'll start, like, the Charity War Book Foundation all the time. It's just depressing. Anyways, free radio broadcast. Can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, SRN1, 99 Nuke FM, and blaring out of Rush Limbaugh's windows. And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit, in meaning you can turn it up, you can do whatever you like with it. So,
that's right.
It's like you're picking my ass with this book thing, man. I mean, it's kind of annoying, you know, because, like, well, dude.
They're companies. They want to make money.
Yeah, it's just...
If 1,000 people like you went in and said, we want war books, they'll sell the war books. I'm sure money is above their morals there. It's a company. It's a corporation.
Sure.
People have stocks in it.
People will go in and buy what's selling. I mean, the war book section there is like... It's... There's a
lot
of...
Go tell them that.
Every time I go in there, they just don't have enough books.
Go tell them that.
Oh, I'll just go tell them, yeah. My leverage would be nothing.
Oh, well then.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
You just have to travel to the land of war.
It'll be it's
just
the
to
land
the south of
us. Oh God, that's so mean. Why are you so anti-American, Sim? Which
not
brings anti-American. Us to the
well,
you're about as anti-American as apparently. You know, this is a great thing to get into because on my feedback, right off, it says, "Hey, Sean, I've been listening to the Newsreel Archive and I've heard you comment a few times on the Mudhunters' distaste for homosexuality.
Hate them.
Hate the homosexuality.
Hate them.
Well, now, first of all, Mudhutter.
It's Adam and Eve.
Okay,
not
well,
Adam
Sim hates
Steve.
The Mudhutters. It was Adam and Eve, not what?
Adam and Steve. That's the greatest quote ever from the religious
Steve.
People. Yeah, it's
right.
So stupid.
Well, let me get through this letter here, okay? Sim's already frothing. You have wondered where this comes from. It is theorized that it might be for the purpose of ensuring that the race continues to breed.
Because we're having trouble with that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree. As you have said, there are a lot more guys who want to screw girls than other guys, as always have been, always will be. The human race will not become extinct due to homosexuality. True.
Very true.
True. Even at, like, the highest numbers, it's like 1 in 4 people are gay.
That's pretty,
like,
high.
That's the highest quote I've ever heard.
I don't believe that. That's pretty
high.
Yeah,
that's the highest one I've ever
heard.
1 in 10?
I can believe.
Yeah, 1 in 4 is what was one I heard one time. And I'm like,
that's
wow,
high.
That's maybe in the population, certain population centers, but...
Maybe.
However... Many, if not most, religions place various restrictions on breeding and sex, the most common being that no one is allowed to have sex outside of a church-sanctioned mating, i.e. marriage.
Lots of sex rules.
I see this as another control factor in the religion exercises upon its worshippers. If you could control your worshippers' access to sex, one of the strongest drives, ensuring that sex is only accepted within the church-controlled mating pairs. Under restrictions set by the religion, you can ensure that anyone in the church's controlled community will join your religion because they want to have sex. Bit of a stretch there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's part of it, but...
Go to church to have sex.
Hey, man, you ever gone to church? There's some hot, hot bitches in church.
Hot, repressed women.
They're not. Jeez. I see this as another control factor the religion exercises upon its worshippers. The reasoning presented to explain this control, of course, is whatever the man in the sky or that particular religion teaches you to fear only wants people... Oh, that particular religion teaches you to fear only wants you to have sex for the purpose of breeding. Homosexuals throw this into a loop. It's sex, but not breeding. If the man in the sky only wants to have sex for making babies, then why aren't there more lightning bolts arcing out to strike drama students? This is not assuming, of course, that drama students are gay. This is his wording, not mine.
Okay.
No charcoal briquette drama students, no man in the sky, maybe. This sort of reasoning cannot be allowed by religious societies. Logic must not be allowed to enter and the lies of the worshippers. Yes, that's right. Well, of course, you start following that logic is no charcoal briquette drama students means that fish live in trees. Also, in societies where with more men than women, often the promise of pleasure denied on Earth being granted in the afterlife is used to exert the surprising control of worshippers, getting them to do all sorts of crazy shit, i.e. witness suicide bombers. True, you blow yourself up, you get all the pussy you want. I actually did the math, and if we kill all the hardcore religious dudes, it worked out something like 7 times the population of the Earth of virgins, which means we out of virgins, which means that what do they do once they're already non-virgins? I mean, if you get 70 virgins, assuming
well, they
you
make
have,
them up, they're making them up.
Well, even if you have one virgin every 3 days, you're still going to be out of virgins in less than a year.
It's true. They'll be used, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you don't get virgins.
They're
anymore.
Not virgins.
Maybe they're miraculously like
maybe they respawn
sealed.
Or something.
They're respawn virgins. There is an online name.
Virgin
Respawn.
Yeah, that's good.
This level of no sex until death goes right out the window if Joe down the street is giving away for free, which might prefer to get a blowjob. While one might prefer to get a blowjob from a girl in the absence of available woman, if you choose about blowing yourself up for sex in the afterlife or sticking your dick in Joe and continuing to live, I think most would choose Joe.
I love the arguments with only two conclusions.
Gotta love Joe, which means that if it's Pearl the option Joe. A is blowing self up or getting blown by Joe, I'd go for the Joe blow. This is similar to the reasons I think that most religions have a problem with prostitution. Why blow yourself up for sex when Mary will fuck you for $50? Nice placement of the word Mary.
Yes.
In the next life.
Quite good.
When Mary will let you fill her today with a reasonable price. In short, I think that religions place restriction on sexuality so that they can exert control over their worshippers and redirect their energy would be spent on either sex or the pursuit of sex towards the ends of their choosing, such as building cathedrals and blowing up pizzerias. Once again, keep up the good work. Really enjoying Newsreel, patrolling as well, even if I'm one of the crowd that thought the season one was better. Oh, stab. Last stab.
Oh.
Keep getting the message out. Moog. Well, okay, it's like this, buddy.
That was pretty funny.
It is
good,
funny.
Good
it was,
Rick.
A, it was
good
a good
letter.
So I read it, even though it was a little bit bigger than a
couple. A little bit long.
Spaced it well.
Okay.
Spaced it. I didn't space that. He spaced it in like
funny
easy,
stuff in there, too.
Easy. Yeah, you know, it makes for good entertainment,
that's
which
right.
is nice. You know, well done, Moog. Now,
sex and religion.
You know, the funny thing is that if everyone was a, if I had my choice, you know, of saying, okay, Sean, we can make everyone at the wiggle of your fingers think the same way.
Yes.
Okay. If I could make everyone at the wiggle of my fingers think the same way, I would not make everyone be conservative. I would make everyone be fairly liberal. Okay. But the problem with the whole, with the whole left-wing concept is that, unfortunately, in the really real world, away from the pixies
the
and the fairies
real world.
And all that shit,
yeah.
is that there are bad people, and people's morality is directly tied to their economic standing, period.
They don't play by the rules.
People do not play by the rules. So this is a problem, and therefore you need people to protect the nice people. The George Orwellian concept of the only reason why there is gentle people able to sleep peacefully in their beds at night is because there's rough men waiting to do violence, lurking in the darkness on their behalf. I'm fucking
something
that up
like
a little
that.
Bit. Yes, I'm pretty close. Rough man lurking in the dark waiting to do
I found it once. It, you
yeah,
get it
pretty
close enough.
I'm close enough. But that's the general concept. Good people sleep because people willing to do nasty stuff are hanging out. And that's cool. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, I still think my model of a society where you have two mutually admiration societies. You have your prissy, vegan sim types who sit over on one corner and they make art, music, and
do all the inventing and do all
and
the...
And doing all the wonderful stuff. Schools, literature, art, all that crap that makes life worth living. Music, choirs, presentations, shows, poetry, growing better weed, whatever it is they want to do, okay, they do it over there. And then you have your hardcore military society, which exists to protect said civilian society, okay? And the civilian society loves on the military society.
Because it protects them.
Because they allow the civilian society to exist in the nice, comfortable...
And the military society likes the inventive side because
why else are you willing to lay down your life except for to protect the nice, fluffy civilians?
So they can keep making movies and stuff.
Yeah, so they keep making musings and getting laid and having sex with all the nice hippies. I mean, this is the idea. But you never, you know...
Not a horrible concept.
It's not a horrible concept, but the only way we're going to be able to do that, the only way that's going to happen, you know, there's the, you know what the big crux in there is, and you're going to hate this one. There's only one way I can see to make that happen.
What's the thing preventing us from going into this society?
Because well,
it's already military. You can't get rid of military.
Well,
there's bad people out there.
You've got to control the presentation of how people think. That's what it is. You've got to control people's thoughts. And there's only one way to control people's thoughts, through the media.
Mm.
And then you get into the sticky, scary world of, like, well, it's all propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Look at the news right now.
Oh, look at the news right now. Okay, case in point. I'm sorry, I'm going to go off on this because it's making me fucking insane.
You're getting away from the letter, but it's okay.
Well, I don't care. Letter's done. Letter's done.
Time for the rant.
This fucking, the United States, last week, went and did a hit down in Afghanistan, okay? They blew up, like, fucking 60 Taliban guys.
Right,
okay?
Yes, correct.
And there was 16 civilians that the Taliban were using as meat shields for themselves, okay? And the 16 civilians got blown to rat shit.
Happens a lot.
60 Taliban, 16 civilians that the Taliban set up, and the paper, the Globe and Mail, ran the headline, 16 civilians killed by U.S. bombs.
True.
True. Absolutely true. You betcha. And if the army could walk on water, those motherfuckers would bitch that they could not swim. You know? I swear to God. It's like, I'm sorry. And it's just to make money. The papers are doing this to create
fervor. Of course they are.
But they're doing it and they're affecting people's lives. They're affecting, like, the betterment of society. They're affecting the greater good by just trying to make a couple of bucks, and it's irresponsible, and it's fucking sick.
So is it better to get rid of those 14, 16 people that got killed and say, just the 40 Taliban killed?
No, maybe go for something a little bit more balanced, like major strike in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Okay?
Wow.
Unfortunate consequences to bombing.
Yep. Or just, that's even slanted, just the facts.
Yeah.
40 boom. Taliban...
Yeah.
14 civilians.
How about we stop trying to convince me of something every time I open the fucking paper?
Yeah.
I'm here to get the news. Guess what? I can make my own goddamn decisions without having fucking Chloe on Friends tell me what the hell
like
I should be
thinking. If it's an editorial, put it in the editorial section.
Yeah.
Don't slant the news.
I don't want front page editorials.
No.
Okay. Oh, God. And I'm sure. Now, when I go by my Soldier of Fortune magazine.
I agree with you there.
Do you?
I'm agreeing with you
okay.
right there.
Okay, good.
Slanted news is not good.
Slanted news is
Give
not...
Give me the facts. Let me determine my opinion about it.
Natural Born Killers was a great movie for showing that.
Yeah?
Yeah, for slanted news. If you watch that again...
That's so long ago I watched it.
Probably
when it came out.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. That's one of those movies that's like right up there with like Fight Club and shit like that. Very, very good film. Soundtrack stellar, too.
Oh,
but,
awesome.
Like, just killer soundtrack. But yeah, like there's a, if you haven't actually seen, because there might be a few people out there who haven't seen Natural Born.
It was a while back.
Yeah, it was a while back. So Natural Born Killers, if you guys haven't watched.
Media recommendation.
Yeah, media recommendation. If you guys haven't seen Natural, that'd be a stack, eh? Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
And Fight Club, back to back. There's a stack.
Those would work well together,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Fight Club and American Psycho.
Mm.
No.
Doesn't
American
quite
Psycho,
fit in.
No, but Natural Born Killers and, I mean, because that's a classic movie. Like it's and the way it's shot is just sex.
Great.
Yeah,
very artistic.
Amazing. Very, very good film. Anyway, dear Sean and Sim, more feedback. Sim, Zim, James. That's what it says. That's how he wrote it.
Oh.
Sim, Zim. He didn't know how to spell
okay.
it. Long time listener. First time.
C-I-M-M.
Yes.
Short for Sumerian.
Yes.
There you go.
I thought it was short for simulation. Like he who does not go outside and experiences.
Yes.
No, never mind.
No.
Long time listener. First time writer. Yeah, that's
good.
That's,
we like that.
That's nice. Love the show.
Love it.
And while I can't contribute with anything, here's what I am and where I'm going. Well, you're obviously contributing because I'm reading your letter.
Sorry.
I want to tell you about my education because, like me, I'm sure you will dig it. Mediology is a Danish education.
What?
Mediology. Media. Mediology. Mediology.
That's cool.
How the fuck do you say that?
Media. Media lot. Media, whatever.
Mediology.
Mediology.
Mediology. Mediology.
Maybe it works better in Danish.
Is a Danish education focusing on new media, applying web cams to tracking human movements, building your own interfaces, as in devices, joypads, musical instruments, 3D animations, computer games, AI, motion capture, virtual reality, basically working with cyberpunk technology now. Very cool.
Sounds cool.
I'm a WAG. Warg? WAG. W-O-G, buddy. W-O-G. And a long time Mage the Ascension player, which means that I'm sure the education rocked, once I was sure the education rocked, I got into university. Politics. Which means that once I was sure the education rocked, I got into university politics. Oh, okay. So far, I'm in the study council. The study council. The student's counselor. And if you hit this link and turn to page 6, that's me.
Ooh,
we have a link here. I guess he's, looks like he's in Denmark somewhere. When I finish the master's degree, I've been promised a PhD unless I really fuck up. That means that I will have a WOG, that means we'll have a WAG, in higher university system regarding new technologies. How cool is that? Lucas. Very cool.
Always cool.
Very cool, Lucas. Which I'm now WAG. Because you are now WAG. You're a WAGWOG as far as I'm concerned.
WAGWOG.
Yeah, your online name is now WAGWOG. Because that's hot. That's super duper hot.
That's funny.
But, I'm all about people getting a higher education.
Especially in that field. That sounded cool.
You know, sometimes I wonder if anybody's ever going to name anything after anything I ever did. You know, like if they come up with, especially after, you know, there's a lot of stuff. You know, I imagine something's going to happen like that.
Yeah.
I was looking up something online the other day. Weird stuff.
Imagine that.
And I didn't know about this. But you ever hear of these fantasy books back in the 70s called Gore?
Can't say how.
G-O-R.
No,
yeah.
No.
Now,
you were more into that than I was.
No, I was fantasy, but I got out of fantasy, got into horror. Yeah. And I checked out these site now called, if you look it up on Wikipedia, it's Gorian.
Okay.
Which is this entire subculture. Now, every once in a while, I'll look at stuff and I'll think, you know, I'm too extreme or I've gone too far with this, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly think I'll be pushing the envelope. And then I'll come across something like Gorian stuff, and then I realized that no, I haven't pushed the envelope at all, not even a little bit.
What's it about? What's the site about?
The whole concept book series is about a world where women are slaves, and they like it.
Okay.
I haven't read any of the stuff, but it's pretty wild stuff that I'm looking at. I'm like,
sounds like pre-1950s Earth.
No. No.
Where they're brainwashed into thinking.
No, I think if this was pre-1950s
Earth. Is it a little bit more extreme than that?
Like
slaves?
Oh, yeah. It's like S&M slaves.
Whipping.
It's like whipping while you dance. And like, it's some weird.
It's not just like doing the dishes and staying at home.
It's kind of hot. I mean, it's kind of hot.
They've got a market, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, I'm kind of like, oh, that's kind of hot. I didn't know it was like an entire culture. It's like one of those dirty little, like a joke I'll make, you know. I'd be like, oh, that'd be funny, yeah. I'll make my wife belly dance, and if she's not doing it good, I'll like whip her a couple times.
You know, dance better.
And then you keep, you know, drinking or whatever. I wouldn't write like 24
more
books.
More mead.
Wouldn't write 24 books about it and create an entire culture and language basis and like S&M society and social structure and like.
Oh, the internet helps freaks come together.
Yeah. porn. The internet is for porn. But it's just it's neat stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
Well,
you search hard enough and you'll find
anything. I think it's something that the WOG should know about. I don't know.
Putting it out there?
I'll just throw it out there. Look it up on Wikipedia. It's some weird shit out there. But I was like, it was one of those things. Every now and again, I'll run across it. It just really mind bends me. You know, you're like, whoa. And it's been a long time since I had something that just made me go, I don't know how to think about this. I don't know what I think about that.
I'm not really surprised. There's all tons of fetishes out there.
Yeah, you'll see when you check it out.
Okay.
It's not really like, yeah, there's, you know, the chick smoking fetish. You know, the pictures of chicks smoking, right?
This is a lifestyle.
This is not a
fetish thing.
This is, like, really severe. They have, like, collaring ceremonies and all kinds of weird stuff.
Wow.
Weird.
Is it just books or, like, people subscribe to this ideology?
I think you should check this out. I don't know if... Because I'm not really sure it's something I'd want to encourage, you know?
Probably not. If the chick's into
limited, you know, Christian Judaic upbringing,
Take off the blinders and you see nobody's hurting anyone.
Everybody's willing.
Yep.
Everything is consenting.
Like, whip me harder. Okay.
Part of me kind of goes,
that's wrong. You're not allowed to do that.
It's wrong. Yeah. Part of me is doing that. Yeah. Part of me does. Yeah. It's just
you consenting adults enjoying yourselves. Wrong.
You
get to church.
You consenting adults enjoying yourselves by hurting each other.
But they're enjoying it.
They're hurting each other. It's like that Da Vinci Code guy with the
people
buckles.
Go to the gym and it hurts, you know?
No.
It does.
No, not if you do it right. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't hurt.
Maybe they're not whipping very hard.
Between discomfort and pain. No. Okay? It's like the Opus Dei guy in fucking Da Vinci Code with the leg thing and the whipping.
He seemed to kind of like it.
He seemed like... He was the only guy I liked in the whole movie.
He had conviction. He had moral... standards that he adhered to.
He believed in what he was doing.
Yeah. The other guys were just faking it. You could tell
guy was a hardcore WOG as far as I'm concerned. I'm like, he's like fucking WOG out. Yeah. That guy was the shizzle.
Because all the other priests and stuff, they were two-faced. They were saying one thing and believing another.
Yeah, but this guy here, he was Budo Samurai right to the core, man.
He died for his belief.
Yeah, he was fucking all like, it's a shame that he got betrayed and everything and he got to get fucked over. A little bit of symbolism there. But like...
He was true to the end.
Yeah, I mean, he was straight up. He wasn't no cloak and dagger. I mean, that guy, if I were to get into a scrap with a guy, you know, and if I was to get beaten by a man... You know, in you know, some kind of a warrior contest.
Yeah.
A guy like that I could respect. You know, I could. You know. Seriously, maybe you wouldn't understand that, but I think
warrior code. I just,
The old Bushido thing. You know, it's different, I know, but sort yourself out. Hello, Sean and Sim.
Join the army.
Why are you
beat
picking,
yourself?
Why,
join
why
the
are
new
you
cult
picking
of-
on me? Why, I mean, you know,
It's
easy.
Because it's easy.
Yes.
I have a whole row of buttons here.
It's easy to throw rocks from the fence. Hello, Sean and Sim. I have a problem. I'm followed everywhere by a vegan idiot. No, I have a problem. I'm 17 and being threatened with psychiatric drugs. This is actually kind of a scary problem.
Ooh, yeah.
If I don't take them, I run the risk of going to a madhouse because I know they will test my blood. Meaning that if he doesn't have the drugs in his system, he's not taking them, and then they'll commit him to an institution where they force him to take the drugs.
Okay.
My parents are very serious about this. They think I'm a paranoid person despite no past history of mental health issues.
Okay.
As you know, teenagers in America have no rights. Yes, I know that. The decision, and North America have no rights. The decision to medicate me is entirely up to my parents. I feel helpless because of this. Save me from the pharma fascist, Sean, and will you adopt me? I cannot adopt you. But, now this is a dangerous one, because I don't know how crazy this kid is. Maybe the kid's fucked up.
Maybe.
Maybe this guy... He thinks he's not. Most fucked up people do not think they're fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. So I gave this a little bit of thought, and I'm trying to think, well, all right. Now, the parents cannot read your mind. They cannot read your mind. When you close your eyes, you are in your own world. What goes on inside your head is your own.
Yeah.
Now, they obviously have indicators that show them that you're paranoid or that you have a problem.
Yeah.
So it's like you have too many posters of this or that in your room.
And they think that indicates some problem. Yeah.
Some indicates some problem. The video games you're playing. Your grades aren't good. Some of the things you talk about. These are things that they are giving them as call signs that they think they're... You know, something.
Flags.
Okay.
You wear too much black.
Now, what I'm going to tell you now is purely just to... I'm not saying you should do this, but this is a method that you could use to negotiate this. It will involve you lying to your parents. Now, you're 17, okay? Which means that you're not 9, okay? You're 17 years old.
But you're not quite 19.
But
I don't know what the... I don't know what the limit is.
19 or whatever the hell it is.
Probably 19.
I would, if I was going to do this, I would set up some prior planning. I would find out, because you know yourself, the way that your parents want you to act. Okay? Maybe they're religious. Maybe they think that, you know, you have problems with this or that. Maybe
but they have an idea in their head how you're supposed to be.
Of how you should be. Okay? Now you're 17. So which means that the way I would play this is would be one day, like let's say I've got posters all over my room and I've got all these clothing and stuff like that. One day I would get up early in the morning and I would probably, depending on the parents, I'd probably play the Jesus card. I'd probably come out and say, you know what? I was really worried because I've been thinking a lot about my life lately. I'm 17 now. You know, I'm not a kid anymore.
Got to grow up.
You know, and I got to grow up and I was thinking about it. So... I never, you know, tried praying before, and I prayed, and I honestly felt something move inside of me,
something,
you know?
And Jesus touched me.
Yeah, and I just didn't want to have the posters up in my room anymore. I just didn't. And could we head down to the local thrift store? Because I'd like to get some normal clothes. So all my clothes are kind of weird, you know? And I don't know why I got them. I feel kind of silly, actually, now that I've done all this stuff. And, you know, do you mind? And they'd be like... sure. Or better yet, if they catch you cleaning up your room, like, why are you taking all your posters down? Just say, well, It's kind of funny. I didn't want to say anything.
That's even better.
But, you know, this kind of happened, and you know, well, why don't you tell us? Well, actions speak louder than words, you know? And then they're like, wow, we're really proud of you, and la, 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 and la, la, la. Now, you keep this up for about 2 years, then you get the fuck out and do whatever you want. So they don't, yeah. You know, force you to take mind-altering drugs.
That sounds like a lot better alternative than the mind-altering drugs.
So you, it's the
covert. Go covert.
Go covert hard. Go covert, and if it means ditching friends, say, listen, man, okay, encrypted email only, use, like, this Netscape account, I'll check it on webmail, but I cannot talk to you, okay? My parents are going to lock me the fuck up, okay? I'm in trouble, and you are in fucking trouble here. So, you know, I would take that approach myself. That would be me. Go covert, hardcore. And, you know, it's just like courage. If you're scared shitless, you don't have any courage, fake it. No one can tell the difference. Dear Sean, another sort yourself out.
Okay.
I have a small problem. Dumb as it sounds, I got stressed out and started smoking again after quitting for nearly 2 years.
Ooh.
Bad. After quitting for nearly, no one ever really quits. Quitting this time around has proved to be more difficult. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they spent billions and billions of dollars to make that shit hyper, hyper addictive. I want to get back in shape, so I must stop smoking. True.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop smoking because it will kill you. Not because you want to get back in shape. If you don't stop smoking, you will die. Okay, that's how it works. Do you have any suggestions to help me quit smoking or to stay off nicotine? I realize that you're not a doctor, but I thought you had heard of something that works. Thanks and keep up the good work. Muttley. My mom tried everything. Quit smoking. Tried it all, baby.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law, who smoked a lot.
Yeah.
You know, long time, since he was like 12.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Kind of a thing. My mom went to a hypnotist. Quit smoking that day, has not smoked since. My brother-in-law went to a hypnotist.
Yeah.
Quit smoking that day, has not smoked since. Okay.
Pretty good.
Like, you smoke at 2, you don't smoke at 4:30. You know what I mean?
And never again.
And never again. So, and I watched my mom go up and down and through the fucking ringer, man. Like, she went through it. Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Christ. The patch and the fucking gum, and you watching her root through the fireplace looking for cigarette butts like a junkie,
man.
And just, oh, yeah, it's bad, man.
So it was a software problem.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Yeah, it's a software problem. Well, I mean, you could trick it.
Yeah.
Now, I went to a hypnotist. I had some shit going on. I had some drama in my own life that I wanted to try to get rid of, like therapeutic style. But I went to a hypnotist. It was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm better now. Joining the army again. What the hell was that hypnotist
Maybe
saying?
I
anyway.
Should go.
Yeah, maybe you should go.
Maybe I'll get interested in military life.
Well, that's okay. I've been working on this hypnosis thing. It's this little brain case, Sam. I just like these goggles here. You put them on, and I'll feed you some major. Yeah, it's kind of a throwback from this Phoenix program they were working on.
Sounds great.
Yeah, sounds really good.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so I would try the hypnotism. And actually, you know, if anyone has got deep-seated shit, like that software problems, if you've got software problems, hypnotism is a great way to do surgical virus scans, and generally the hypnotist you go to, don't go to Buddy who's read some hypnotism books.
Go to a real.
Okay, go to someone who's certified, discuss what it is you're trying to do. Even if you don't know how to do it, go in there and say, okay, guess what? I have a problem with blah. I have a problem with authority. I'm angry. I don't know why. I think it's because of my dad. Get introspective. Figure out what it is. Blah.
If it doesn't work, you tried it.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know what I mean? But it's it worked for me, man.
Yeah.
It worked for me. And it was kind of a weird experience, but it was a little different. It was a little different.
I don't think it would work for me. I'm just not that type of person that
would
be receptive to that
I think that'd be the best way to do it. You would be very receptive to it. If you were into it and you really
You have to be receptive to that kind of thing, too. You have to believe that it's going to kind of work. You can't just sit there and go, yep, not gonna work at all. Listening to this guy.
Well, you have to give him permission to access your software. It's
that's right.
Like,
you have to open a port in your firewall.
You can't fix my computer. Well, I can if you let me turn it on and touch the keyboard. Nope, fuck you.
Nope, got a lock on
you're,
it. Nope.
You're a kook. You know, I've encrypted everything. You know, you can't do shit. So, I mean, but you don't have an easy to. There's no reason for you to. You like the way your broken little brain thinks.
That's right.
And you know,
I'm perfectly happy.
You're perfectly happy. And as more and more nutrients leach from your system due to your diet, you know, eventually you'll
one of these decades, I'll just fall over and die. Yeah.
You bet. Here lies
Sean's
Sam.
Waiting for it so he can ride up in his
dead.
White horse,
no,
pick me off.
No, all I'm going to do is I'm just
take
gonna,
me and force feed me meat.
No, I'm just going to put it on your gravestone. Here lies Sim, dead at 105 because he was a vegan.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Told It'll you. Have to be done posthumously, and he'd have to buy it before he dies because, you know.
Posthumously. I'll outlive you. You can bank on that. Unless I get shot.
It's a deal.
Okay. Well, no. Who gets the stuff? No. Do I get all the stuff if you die?
Well, it works like that, doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I already wrote on my live journal a while ago that if I die, you get all my stuff. Like, internet-wise, radio-wise, all the rights and all that shit.
There you go. It's all in the closet there.
Yeah, because who else would
it'll
want
it? It'll be decayed.
Who else would
it's
want
true.
It?
It'll it's be true. All these, nobody wants it.
Well, they'd be the rant radio ghouls.
All like, showing let up. Me edit it.
Yeah. I'd be like, Sim's closet. Take a photo of it.
eBay.
That's, I have.
That's every, how it would work
that,
for you.
That's how I'd be like, eh,
I don't. I can't do anything with it.
I'm selling the whole fucking bidding starts at $15,000. Well, yeah. I probably because I try not to care about anything, except for Cyberpunk Kit. I love Cyberpunk Kit. More Cyberpunk Kit is good. Cyberpunk Kit. And those of us out there who are so blessed as to have watched Ghost in the Shell. Yeah. And understand that Ghost in the Shell is, in fact, the greatest anime ever made. Yeah. You will bite your tongue. You will bite your tongue, or I will get all witch's
it was,
hammer
it
on
was
your ass.
Good graphics.
It's amazing. It's the best cyberpunk anime ever. Do you have a better one?
Oh, cyberpunk anime. Now you're qualifying it. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you just said
what
anime.
Else, what else is all anime?
Little Lots chicks, of good anime.
Little chicks laughing in big eyes and sailor suits and shit.
No.
And,
no,
cats
no,
turning
no.
into buses and whatever the hell. That's stupid. Stupid.
That's just stupid.
It is stupid. I'm sorry. I can't get into that. But Ghost in the Shell, it's fucking hot. But anyway, one of the major hot gizmos in Ghost in the Shell is this stuff called Thermoptic Cam, which is kind of a ripoff of the Predator Cam from the movie Predator.
True.
Pretty similar stuff.
It's and like, the cloaking on Star Trek. And I'm sure it
yeah,
goes
cloaking.
Back pretty
so, yeah,
far.
Yeah, you could probably stretch it. It's an invisibility cloak. You go back to
Magic.
Tolkien.
And, you know,
yeah,
Tolkien.
Underhill. Yeah, totally.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah, the cloak of invisibility.
You could probably take it back even further.
Yeah. Fairy tales.
Yeah, invisible.
Technomage. Yeah. We for the first time in history, we're actually going to be able to create technomages, people projecting holograms of dragons and shit like that.
Very
we could,
true.
We could actually create. That's going in after now.
Technomage.
STS. Cyberpunk Kit Thermoptic Cam. Now, this was sent to me by Evil Vossenary, an old army buddy of mine, actually. STS utilizes a form of electro-optical camouflage, referred to as optical camouflage, adaptive camouflage, active camouflage, chameleonic camouflage, and cloaking technology. The Advanced American Enterprises, which is some old dude, ripped off the Russians, who ripped off the Japanese, who originally thought this shit up,
yeah.
used the term invisibility stealth. Which means that you can hide from invisible stuff. But anyway, to describe the effects of their tech, which according to the renders the object, person, or vehicles 85 to 100% invisible.
I want the 100%.
Yeah. To the human eye, video camera, or visible spectrum. Visible light, video cameras, optics. Okay. Imagine what you could do if you could turn invisible.
Everybody's wanted that superpower for a long time.
Yeah.
That's high up there
Let's
in the superpowers.
Let's talk about theft.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... theft. Let's
about
talk
thermo,
about
thermo. How's this with thermo, though?
No, thermo, we'll see.
Okay.
But
most
vision,
places don't have thermo.
Yeah, but like, I'll try to break it onto the...
Yeah,
I'll
night
try
vision,
to,
too. Does it...
Yeah, fucks night vision. Night vision. All night vision done is a camera.
Really?
Just more light gathering. Yeah, it's all fucked. Unless you have thermo
That's
or
good.
Like maybe IR.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked. I even think IR would... it'll show up on IR, I would think.
I don't know.
But let's try to make it to the White House. Let's try to get close
to... They got
to,
thermo. I'm sure they've
yeah,
got
they do.
Thermo.
They do. They have it everywhere the president speaks.
No.
Do they have it at... you know, you see where I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
It's giving me the... Sean, don't talk about shit like that. I've got to
yeah.
because, I mean, they've got to be aware of that.
That's true.
Okay. Let's talk about jewelry heists. Let's talk about bank robberies. Let's talk about...
Everybody's got to start installing thermo now.
Well, I mean, you better. I mean, that's what... Who makes thermoptic cameras? Because fuck, invest in that.
Yeah.
The technology does have its limitations.
Okay.
AEE starts states in their literature that stealth technology systems' minimum effective distance is 20 feet for both visibility stealth and IR stealth. In other words, the observer or detector device must be at least 20 feet away from the cloaked object.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a little bit better.
Not good in hallways yet.
Yeah, if you're at the end of the hallway with a camera,
It's true, but if you get close to the camera. So you got to watch where the cameras are right now.
I'd also think that movement would be a bit of a bitch.
Well, it might be looking like the Predator kind of movement, right?
Yeah.
Which was kind of hard to see.
If you're naked eye at night, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
You're done. Defense review is therefore the company, the website carrying this is therefore skeptical. AE's rather extraordinary claims regarding their technology capabilities, especially since we haven't seen a live demonstration of the technology ourselves. Having said that, AAE states it's willing to conduct live field demonstrations of the STS tech, where a person rises and shoots blanks at observers and a camcorder at more than 20 feet away without being spotted by observers or by the camcorder for prospective customers. You know, very interesting.
That's
and
cool.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
The whole system is shockingly lightweight. According to the company, when Defense Review asked its inventor, Dr. Rashid Zenin, a.k.a. Dr. Z, how much weight STS would add to an iRobot, PackBot, UJV. Now, they're already talking about, let's put it on a UAV. Let's put it on a robot. Now we've got invisible gun-toting sniper bots.
Eep. Eep.
Damn. He said that the whole system would add less than 2 pounds.
Oh, that's nothing. Nothing. For what
and
it does, it's nothing.
It should be noted that AE literature also states that the STS is available for EOD operations, explosives ordnance disposal, the bomb guy, specifically regarding IEDs, neutralization missions, and can mitigate the threat of death by RPG, rocket, propeller, grenade. Now, the whole point there is that usually if it's wire detonated, the guy who's further than 20 feet away, won't be able to see the guy walk up with the bomb snips and go cut.
Mm.
So all of a sudden the bomb's gone. This as a ghillie suit, your camera aspect would be like have all these guys like walk out of the fog or whatever. I mean, you could do some, there's some visuals on this. I could make you a hell of a recruiting video. You give me some of this shit.
Yeah.
I'll put some like,
that's awesome,
Arabic singing on there and put some, Tom Clancy style. Guys coming out, come out of in the water.
We couldn't see them until they're too close.
Oh yeah. Underwater. Does it work underwater? Can you make it waterproof?
Yeah.
How about we do this to a sub?
Yeah.
How about we do this to a ship? How about we do this to landing craft?
Yeah.
Nothing's closer than 20 feet on the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you don't really want to get 20 feet from your, close than 20 feet from your enemy anyway, right?
Anyway, there's lots of photos on the website.
No video.
I wouldn't want to. Unless, I'm 20 feet out with a silencer. It's very hot shit. I want to follow that. See if there's anything to this. Because
every couple of months, something comes up. A little video, a little
thing. Oh, yeah. It's resurfacing again and again from different locations. So I want to.
So multiple fronts are working on it. So now they got competition.
Hooded trench coat for me. I want the hooded Thermopticam trench coat. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the mage's cloak.
Yeah.
Put it up, gone.
Yep, you betcha.
So sweet.
I wonder if you can change the color when you normally have it so it looks like a regular coat, then it just turns that color. That'd be hot.
Yeah.
I'd get it Urban Cad Pat.
Maybe it could look like anything, because it can look like nothing, so why can't it look like anything?
Or you could just leave it on all the time.
Yeah.
Because even if it doesn't work at 20 feet, you still look like something.
Yeah, that's true.
You still look like something. I mean,
he walked away from me, then he disappeared.
Yeah, wham, gone. I'm sure there's got to be a massive limitation. The cops wouldn't be able to catch you. I mean, you could. Oh, fuck. What if they just give it to the cops? A whole new thing to ghost car.
Yeah.
Wham, and the cops are behind
ghost,
me.
Ghost beat police.
Speed radar traps. You could drive by a radar trap, and unless you were paying attention, 20 feet, gone.
Yeah.
You'd never even notice it. You'd never even notice. You'd never be able to see the cop choppers. You never see the cameras that are watching you. I mean, this is some scary-ass shit. The mind reels with applications for this. Toxic alert. Pop. Sent to me by Escarta. With a cover analysis of more than 100 soft drinks and other beverages, turns up 5 with levels of cancer causing benzene that exceeds federal drinking water standards. Mm. The Food Drug Administration said Friday. Now, the 5 drinks were Safeway Select. Diet Orange, Aqua Cal Strawberry Flavored Water Beverage.
I don't think I'd ever buy anything that was
Mom,
even
I'm
named
thirsty.
That.
I'm so thirsty. I want some Aqua Cal Strawberry Flavored Water Beverage, please. I'd also like some Crystal Light Sunrise Classic Orange, please.
That's a mouthful.
And Giant Light Cranberry Juice Cocktail. With high levels of benzene were found in specific production lots of the drinks, the
benzene.
FDA said.
Benzene.
Benzene's yummy. Yummy.
Stay away. I don't drink pop. I just stay away from the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing good there.
Well, I mean, water.
Some are tasty.
Water, lemon water, and if you're sweating a ton, make sure you take in some electrolytes.
Yeah.
You know, drink like a small Gatorade or some other type of electrolyte drink, Powerade. There's a bunch
water
of
is a source of life.
Water is a source of life, you know. So, you know.
You can dress it up, but, you know, just stay away from the pop.
Yeah, stay away from the pop. It'll
kill
you.
Much better things than pop.
Now, insertion news. I just like this one because I think this is great. Especially if you cross this with the invisible thing. There's a patent out there that Healthy Fire sent me regarding this insertion device made to put cops and firemen and all this stuff into crime situations.
Okay.
It's called the human cannonball. And this isn't a joke. This is a real patent. The old circus trick of firing a person from cannon is being considered by the U.S. DARPA as a way to get special forces, police officers, and firefighters onto roofs and tall buildings in a hurry.
You must be joking.
No.
This is insane.
This is legit. A ramp with side rails would be placed on the ground near the target building at an angle about 80 degrees. Very brave. The person would then sit in a chair like a pilot's ejection seat attached to the ramp. Compressed air from a cylinder underneath would rapidly release to shoot the chair ramp up the guide rails. At the top of the chair would come to an instant halt, leaving the person to fly up and over the edge of the roof and hopefully land on top of the building safely.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the trick is getting the trajectory just right. But DARPA patent suggests a computer could automatically devise a correct channel and speed of ascent. It also claims that a 4-meter-tall launcher could put a man on top of a 5-story building in less than 2 seconds.
You know, it's totally true if you get the angle right so he's not moving laterally too fast.
Yahoo!
And he goes up and stops, so there's zero velocity.
Yeah.
At a certain point at the height of the roof.
Or even if he goes a little bit higher, like so he's only going down 10 feet. You know, so you do a 5-point roll. Like, if you go up,
yeah, you could land a little
down.
Bit.
Right.
With a little bit. You could do a roll.
Stationary.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like jumping down 10 feet.
Yeah,
or jumping down 5 feet.
You wouldn't want to do that, but, you know.
Or maybe if you got it up over the lip of the building on the arc and then you kind of rolled with it and, you know, it took you that way.
You don't want too much, but, you know, there's some fudge factor there.
Yeah.
I'd want a very good operator that's getting the trajectory all
right.
No,
I'd want a computer. I want a computer, some old guy who's done this.
It's like, well, this building is this high, we're this far away from it. Fire.
Yeah. Whoop. And I'll do the laser range finding on all the measurements. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the guy who's going in the machine could do it himself. Right?
Because well,
you're not
machine.
Doing it till you're firing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, spec ops guys aren't going to be able to do that. They'll have to have guys in place and placement and all that shit. And especially if they're invisible.
I mean, that's a weird idea, but it could work.
I just think it's very funny. You know, I something about it. I just had to make this up. It just had to make
why have elevators anymore? Just shoot people up to the 20th floor.
It'd be an amazing ride if you could make a ride like that. And you could like fire people into like water or something, or maybe if you made like some big like if you shot people 5 stories. What if you just did it over a massive lake? Just fucking bam!
No, that's that's horizontal movement. You'd have to have quite a lot of horizontal velocity to get.
Well,
you
I think
across.
That horizontal velocity would be less. Hard than vertical.
If you're going 100 feet across, you have to get 100 feet in a certain amount of time, and it just doesn't work because there's no slowing down.
Well, you can indirect.
There's no slowing down horizontally. There's no gravity.
Well, yeah, but you could just like shoot them on an angle.
You're going the same speed, leaving it as you are and landing.
Well, yeah, that's what
minus
I mean.
Minus a little bit.
Well, you could do that in water though. Like you shoot them into the lake as a fun ride.
Water's hard.
Well, if they were in a capsule or something, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Out loud.
I'm sure there's engineering students right now going, no.
Pulling their hair out.
No.
No physics
now,
students.
Now, here's
okay.
one. I want to get this one out there, okay? In One World Economy news, this you probably haven't heard shit about because I didn't hear shit about this.
One World Economy, no.
The New York Stock Exchange, okay, you know, that one.
That little stock exchange.
Here. Has unveiled plans to merge with the pan-European Euronext exchange. So the European Stock Exchange and the New York Stock Exchange are going to merge.
Okay.
The proposed move would create a transatlantic stock market giant worth $21
billion. That's a lot of money.
If successful, the merger bid would trump rival plans by Germany's Joyce Burrs to tie up with Euronext. So they're starting to stock markets are starting to eat other stock markets. It's a very interesting. I don't know enough about it.
I don't know what effect that it would even have. I have no idea.
I don't know either, but it's one of those kind of little stories that you want to like put on the air because it's like, yeah, they're starting to stock markets are starting to merge. Because
maybe some people out there would know what kind of effect this is.
Sounds pretty important.
Sounds important.
And in dairy news, here's one. I sent this link to you. This has been spun a couple of different ways. I sent you a link and it said that vegans are 5 times less likely to have twins than people who, you know, are not vegans.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's how they said that. But then I found this other story which says women who consume animal products, specifically dairy, are 5 times more likely to have twins than those who do not.
Okay, same. Well, it's not the same thing.
No,
but
it's not the same thing. They said that vegans are 5 times less likely.
Yeah.
Because vegans happen to not drink milk.
Yes.
But this story here says people who drink milk, there's something in the milk which is a, you see what I'm saying?
That's hormones. Is it organic milk or is it the pump full of drugs milk?
It's the pump full of drugs.
Because that's what most milk is.
The reason may involve, may.
We're just speculating out there.
growth hormones fed to cows.
No, it's true. That's crazy.
No, it's possible. A growth protein called IGF is released from the liver of animals and humans in response to growth hormones. IGF circulates through the blood and gets in the animal's milk. IGF increases ovulation and might also help embryos survive in the early stages of development, says study leader Gary Steinman of the Long Island Jewish Medical Center. The concentration of IGF in the blood is about 30% lower in vegan women than in women who consume dairy.
So it's kind of like those women who take all the hormones to increase their fertility
and then pop out
7 children.
They have like 30 kids, yeah. Vegans abstain from eating anything derived from animals.
Abstain.
You abstainer. I've tried everything. I just can't get this abstain out. So this is a classic example of spin, is what this is. This is all about the spin and how, you know, when we were talking about in the beginning of the show,
exactly.
About like unbiased fucking news, please.
And this is not unbiased. That's, this is slanting it one way,
it's
slanting
like,
it another.
And you can find 2 stories that are just, it's sick. It's sick. Now, I'm running out of time. I'm running at 50 minutes, and I've got other.
We can fire off that last story. How many stories? 2 stories?
There's like 3 stories, but that's okay. One is the German police jackboot thug of the music industry. This is a story about the biggest single action against illegal file sharing that took place in Germany, as 3,500 illegal music file sharers faced criminal prosecution for uploading large amount of copyrighted music on peer to peer networks. 3,500
criminal prosecution. 3,000 people.
The cops kicked in the doors of 130 premises to gather evidence under the investigation, which had been running for several months. The actions are coordinated with the Public Prosecution Service of Cologne and the Police Authority of Bergen.
Yeah. So if you outlaw something that everyone does, well, your whole population is now criminals.
Yeah.
And you can arrest them for anything.
Which is, wow.
That's
a
bit much.
It is a bit much, but here's one that you didn't know.
Okay.
Okay, PlayStation High Street Game Shops have been told by Sony that there will be no PS3, PlayStation 3, pre-owned sections in their stores, and it will be illegal.
I did hear this.
It will be illegal for customers to sell any next-gen PlayStation games that they've bought, retail sources have revealed to Games Radar. So it is illegal to resell the games you have bought. Used games are now illegal.
Yep. Crazy.
They're
trying to do that with the software licenses. One person only.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't actually own the game.
You just licensed it.
You're just licensing it, just like all the corporations want to have the stranglehold on you.
Yeah, it's to choke you out. And to help with that is today's Daily Hack, which was Tor Park, sent in by Nightfall Gemini, who sent in that other thing about the games. Tor Park homepage. Download Tor Park for your language. Put it into a USB flash keychain. So you get your USB
Handy.
Flash keychain. Put it in there. Plug it into any internet terminal, whether at home, school, public. Run Tor Park EXE, and it will launch a Tor circuit connection, which creates an encrypted tunnel from your computer directly into a Tor exit computer, giving the appearance of having Tor's exit computer's IP. So, and it's free. So that means that you can now tunnel to any computer you want from any location you're at, and you're fine. So it's like a method
kind of.
What do you mean?
Because if you're going to another computer and say you're doing some bad things on the internet, it looks like the other guy's doing bad things on the internet.
Or you could set up another computer that won't track to your location.
Yeah. But in the end, some computer is going to that website that someplace thinks is bad. So it's kind of anonymizing through
using
somebody
else. It's a method of remote, which is really sweet, that fits on a keychain.
It's a cool idea.
How you use this is up to you. Yeah. I thought it was cool. That's all. I don't understand all this technical stuff. What do I know?
Well, but it's good. It's very cool.
It is cool.
If you want to
anonymize
yourself.
Check it out. And it's free. It's free. Free like beer.
Free.
And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry. I will be back next Monday. Make sure that you get the information you need to stay alive. This has been a free as in beer podcast. But it's not really free because there's people out there willing to pay for this and give us donations. And there was a total of about 41 or 40-ish donators. I didn't change the number. But thank you, everyone who donated. Thank you so much. It does make a huge difference and helps me out tons. And if you'd like to help keep this daily news or weekly news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Every little bit helps. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks again for everyone. And there's just gathering data. Those people I haven't mentioned who sent me their stories, thank you. If you have access to sensitive information or other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, good. And I'm going to leave you now with a groovy song. And until tomorrow, anything else, Sam?
No, I'm good.
No, that's what Server said. End of life.